everyone, this is Young Adult Adventist, also known as YAA. I am John Ubongan, and this is
Chandler Coleman.
So you may be wondering, what is this? And if you don't know us, who are these people? So we are two high school students who have been wanting to do a podcast for a while now, and we've been planning this recently and putting all of this together recently. I myself have been convicted to do a podcast for a while now. I think about 2 or 3 years beforehand, God has spoken to me to start a podcast, and it has been weighing down on me. Not really too much for those 3 years, but it was still on my mind, and I still really wanted to do this. So I talked to Chandler about it. I don't remember when it was, but I think it was.
It was probably about a month and a half ago. And you see, John had the guts. I did not. So I was just, because I had been thinking about doing a podcast, but not recently, about a year ago. I was listening to some Christian influencers do podcasts, and I was like, oh, that'd be really cool to do, but obviously it wasn't feasible. I was like, I don't know who my co-host would be. I don't know who I'd do it with. I probably couldn't be consistent. I couldn't do any of that. So I kind of just didn't really think about it for a long time. And then, so, and that was about a year ago. I kind of just let it go. And this year, John came up to me, and he said, he just walked up to me, and he was like, yo, what do you think about a podcast? And I was just kind of like, what in the world? Because,
mind you, I was so scared to talk to Chandler about this podcast. Like, before going up to him, I was really, like, nervous about talking to him, because I knew he had a lot of stuff going on, like basketball and, like, essay.
I don't know if he, that's good that he came to talk to me, because he probably didn't even know if I'd say yes. And as soon as he asked me, I was kind of taken aback. I was like, okay, let's do this. And it was kind of cool because we both had the separate vision of a podcast separately. It's not like we had the vision together. And so we had it separately, and then it kind of just got combined. So we were like, since we both thought that this option wouldn't be feasible, it has to be from God, right? Because we had put it basically on the back burner. We're like, we're not going to do this. There's no way we can do it. And then God basically, I think it was his way of telling me, don't put me in a box, you know? Because I was like, God, there's no way this can work. This can't happen. And then God was like, well, I can make it happen. I can make anything happen that's for my will. And so then I think God spoke through John, through me, and that's kind of how that started.
I wanted to do this. This is my own personal reason on it is... for a while now, this might get a little deep for like the first introduction thing, but for a while now, I've been looking for something to do and to really like share things that I've felt happened in my life. And I feel like
make
a testimony almost, and to show people that what I'm going through isn't a rarity, because I know there's a lot of young people that sometimes feel like what they're going through is a rarity, and like what they're going through, other people
aren't. No one talks about it when they are going through it.
And so I wanted a platform where I could talk about things that have happened to me, and that we can connect to each other about.
Because we aren't any better than anyone listening. We aren't any bigger. We don't know anymore. It's kind of just, we're here to share our experience, share what we've been through, and use the Bible to go back to it. Obviously use Adventist doctrine.
Reference the Bible a lot, and to like dig deep into what
Jesus says the Bible says about it. Yeah. So before we get any farther, I kind of want to read our what our mission statement is. I'm just going to read it off, and so you guys can get a pretty good idea of what we're going to be doing here at Young Adult Adventist. And so it says, Young Adult Adventist podcast aims to provide a relatable platform for young Adventists to tune into. We're not doing this because we claim to know more than anyone else, but simply because we're two young individuals who desire greater unity within the Adventist community. In this podcast, we'll dive into real deep discussions addressing the prevalent questions and topics among Adventist young people today. Our objective is to cultivate a safe and inclusive space centered around Adventist values, drawing together young people all over the globe. God leads and we follow. It's not our journey to heaven alone, but together through him.
Like that note says, we don't know more than what you know. It's not a thing where like, oh, we're better than you. It's a thing where
we just want to share what we've been through because we want this to be relatable. And that kind of brings up the three main things that we want to have in this podcast. We want to be real, we want to be relatable, and we want to be vulnerable. Because you may be asking, Chandler and John, there's a lot of millions of podcasts in the world, so why? What makes you special? And there's also thousands of other Christian podcasts, so why do we think we need another podcast?
Well, I feel like our podcast, we want to emphasize to be relatable. We want to be able to show the audience that the experience is something, our experiences, is something that you can relate to.
Yes, yes. And we also want to make it clear that we don't want to just dish out facts, and we're not going to just be reading through Bible studies and dissecting the Bible stories. That's not what we're here to do. We're here to do is to just have real conversations, talk to each other, talk about what's really going on in young Adventist people's lives. And we're going to use the Bible as a reference. We'll use verses. We'll use stories as reference points. But we're not going to be just reading straight from the Bible verse by verse and dissecting it. We want it to be like a conversation, talking about that kind of stuff.
What we also want to do is answer a lot of questions that you guys have. Questions.
Yes, we're not going to be making the topics. We want it to be questions that you as the community have. That's really what we're emphasizing.
I know I myself have a lot of questions in life that I've always wanted someone else's take or perspective on.
Yes.
And I've always wanted someone to help break down and deal with what I've, because I myself is a person that questions a lot.
Yeah.
And so if you have any, please feel free to let us know.
Any topics that you want to talk about. Because again, we don't know anymore. We don't claim to know anymore. We just want to be a space where these things can get talked about and it can be a relatable time.
Hopefully it'll bring more clarity to your situation.
Yes. And also, since the name of our podcast is Young Adult Adventist, obviously the name Adventist is in there. So you probably gathered that we want it to be centered around Adventist doctrine and that. And so how we're going to relate that in is we don't want it to be just like we don't want to just read straight from the Bible the whole time. We also just don't want this to be overwhelmed just with straight Adventist doctrine, and we're not going to be overwhelmed when you hit the 27 fundamental beliefs and all that. We're going to reference to that. We're going to make sure that all the research we do and all the topics we talk about, we do our research in the Adventist Church and make sure that it's accurate according to the Adventist Church, because this is Young Adult Adventist. We want it to be Adventist-centered, and it needs to be accurate. So we'll be related back to Adventist, but we're not just going to be preaching Adventism the whole time. We just want it to be accurate and prove to you that it's accurate to the Adventist doctrine by just showing you that. And
we're going to plan on whatever we talk about, we're going to plan on not stepping out of the 27 fundamental beliefs.
Yeah, I think it's actually 28 now.
28.
So, yeah, you don't know. You 28 don't know Adventism.
My bad. But yeah, we're going to try to not step out of those 28 fundamental beliefs, because like Chandler said, we want this to be Adventist-centered and more focused on youth and Adventist community.
And you can't spell Adventist without Ellen White.
Yes, of course.
You can, but like, you don't hear, even people that are Adventists, you don't hear Adventism being talked about without Ellen White, whether it's even in a positive or a negative context, because I feel like whether you believe she's like a prophet or not, obviously like the kind of the older generation, maybe us younger people feel like it's been pushed on us a lot, but and they're always preaching about how Ellen White's a prophet, and that's great. And what we don't want to be the focal point, we're not going to mention it in this show, whether you believe Ellen White is a prophet or not. Obviously this is an Adventist show, so we felt like we needed to bring up Ellen White, but whether you believe she's a prophet or not, the real thing is she has some really good stuff to say and some really relatable things to say about the Adventist Church. So whether you believe she's a prophet or not, she has some good stuff to say. Obviously we're not going to overwhelm you with her either. We may have a few quotes for her from time to time, because
we're just going to try to bring Ellen White into a new light and to to reach more of a young audience and our perspective on what she has.
And I feel like most people would be more open to Ellen White too with us saying it, not because we know more again, but just because I feel like most young people have just heard Ellen White preach just from the older generation. Yeah. So if you heard her from the younger generation, it might be more open to it. And we won't be arguing the whole time whether she's a prophet or not. You know, she just has some really good things to say sometimes. So. And for the last thing, it's like we were gonna give you a sneak peek of topics, but then we realized, hey, this isn't about us. This isn't about our topics. We want this to be topics that you guys have. After all, young adult Adventists, the Adventist community needs to be giving us the topics that we want to discuss.
So this is how it's going to be. We're going to ask for you guys to come up with the topics that you want us to talk about, yes, and to relate to, yes, you. So I think once we have our Instagram running,
yes, on the social medias like YouTube, Instagram,
please
TikTok,
let us know any topics, questions, yes, that you guys want us to, mm-hmm, go over. And hopefully we, yeah, cover some stuff that...
Yes, and also off that, if you want to be a guest on our show, we're open to anyone being a guest, because if you have a specific topic that you're really passionate about and you want to be a guest speaking of that, tell us the topic and tell us you want to be a guest speaker too. And if you just want to be a guest speaker in general, you don't have any specific topic you want to talk about, but you kind of just are feeling the call to be a guest speaker,
We'll sit down with you.
Talk to you about it. And especially if you are passionate about something, we'll talk to you about that topic. If you're not, we can just see where you fit in. And we would love to have guest speakers on the show as well.
So with that, thank you guys for tuning in to our introduction episode.
Yes, and most episodes won't be like this. The most episodes will probably be in the 20 to 25 minute range, and they'll actually be about actual topics. This is kind of an introduction about a lot of different things, like touching on a lot of different standpoints. But all the episodes will be basically standardized on one specific topic, and it'll be probably twice as long as this. This is just the introduction episode. We want you guys to know us, know what we're doing, know what we're for, know our mission statement, and we kind of just wanted to expound on our mission statement too. Okay, well, thanks for tuning in. We'll see you in a week for the next episode. Thank you, guys.